702 Car Feature.
Well, this car feature is brought to you by Imoto Deals by Inspector Car. Second hand will never feel second best with our quality pre-owned cars. So today in our car conversation, we're doing things differently. We've invited to the studio Eugene Herbert, the MD at RAC, RAC Driving Solutions. And it's all about making us far more responsible on our roads, defensive driving, awareness of different aspects of being road users. Eugene, good afternoon.
Hi, Sonia. Nice to be.
So we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about ESP, that ESP system, because we've had rains the past week, which has also often washed out dirt onto the road. So what's the significance of this system? We had load shedding. We're seeing a lot more trucks on the roads. So where to start? Let's maybe start with the effects of load shedding on traffic and what we need to remember.
Okay, just a slight correction. It's Master Drive. Now it's morphed into Master Drive, which encompasses
there,
a whole lot of other
there
things.
There we go, yes.
There we are. Just when you look at load shedding, I don't think we even began to consider the consequences of what that would have with regard to traffic and the impact on driving. Because when you look at typical road conditions, they're bad enough as it is. People driving irresponsibly, and I'm not just singling out taxis. Load shedding resulted in people doing things that they probably wouldn't normally do, emulating the behavior of other road users, such as a traffic dives up on the inside of the road, so person feels, well, it's okay.
Now
they go, and this time we saw people driving on the grass verge and all sorts of things like that.
Not respecting four-way stops, I mean.
They don't respect anything. So if we can maybe just talk about it in the context of what you and I can do to ensure that we don't get caught up in that mad rush. It results in us behaving in a way that was inappropriate, possibly because we're late, somebody has annoyed us, and you know they use all sorts of signs on the road, none of which are complimentary necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've always advocated, if you know in advance that there are things, and we knew in advance that there was load shedding, start planning your life around it. It may mean, as I did in some instances, just changing my appointments.
Yeah.
I didn't go out. Secondly, if I did go out, and the nice thing about Google Maps, I know where I'm going. But it doesn't, when I put that on and I feed in the destination, it doesn't mean that I need a direction. But it gives me an indication of what the traffic is like. So when I see it's red all the way,
yes,
bit of orange, it gives me some indication as to whether I should defer it, take another route.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm caught out in a situation where I've got no choice but to go, leave with the right amount of time. Plan it, because you must accept that there is going to be a delay in the traffic.
Yes.
And we saw hours on it. Now, also, for me, if I'm going through to another part of town, I'd rather leave early. I went through a conference in Kailami this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I leave before the traffic.
Right.
So I get there. My mind is not caught up in the traffic and upset and things like
that. Spare yourself the angst of it all.
And you know what? It's been proven that if we allow that to get to us, stress, that anger that results in road rage, and we've seen what happens with people involved in road rage.
Yeah.
They live shorter lives. They have gastric
That's
problems.
True.
You know, mentally they respond negatively to their loved ones. So they get home and the kid gets his head bitten off because the father has had a bad day in the traffic. So change your approach. You know, one of the sayings that we've developed over the years, and it works particularly well, is drive nice. It's contagious. And I was speaking to somebody the other day. Yeah. And I look at the smile on your face.
No, it is. It is. Because today there's a guy who came in front of me, and I put up my hands to say, and then, because the space was not big enough in my view. And he just came in front of me, and then I put up my hands to say, and then he gave me a zap sign. And I just thought, that's your problem. I'm not going to be pulled into your bad day and your bad behavior.
But just think about it. I mean, I've traveled in Europe, and I'm sure you've traveled in other parts of the world. People are actually nice to each other in traffic. If you're getting onto the motorway in the UK, for example, and you now merge in, you get up to speed, and the guy sees you coming, he backs off a little, and say, guy, whoever the driver
is,
and you slip in there. No aggro. In South Africa, we do that. The person sees you coming, now they close the gap. Now, we can react to that, which is inappropriate. I would prefer to use the word that we should respond to that. Now, when I see somebody, and think about what happened when traffic lights with no power, they became four-way stops. Do you think the average motorist knows who's got right of way? And I'll tell you the reason why. The greatest percentage, probably 50%, maybe even more, people have obtained their driver's licenses fraudulently.
Mm-hmm.
So they never passed the test. So now you're at the four-way stop. The person is coming from the opposite direction, doesn't know what they're doing. But why should you let that upset you and destroy your day?
Yes.
Now, take it a step further. We've always advocated, and I try and apply this. It's not always possible.
Mm-hmm.
Let me assume the best about the other driver. If he's preoccupied and he cuts me off or he's gone in front of me in a four-way stop, let me assume that maybe he's got an emergency.
Yes, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Because then it changes the way I think it.
Yes.
Let's assume he's rushing off to his wife in hospital because mm-hmm. she's had a kid. How would I like you to treat me under those circumstances?
Right.
Do you know, it changes your mindset completely.
Absolutely.
So if you advocate that, it works great.
Drive nice.
It's contagious.
Drive nice. So whenever we have load shedding, maybe we should have these automated pieces of jingles that go out with the ad breaks on different radio stations to say, there's load shedding, drive nice. You know, just as a reminder. But let's go to Stuart calling from Foy's. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, how are you? I trust you well.
Yes.
My question is, there's a number of traffic lights, specifically in the Four West area at the moment, that are not working. And you've got street people who are doing their best to try and facilitate the flow of traffic. What is the situation in this situation? Because
they're not trained.
They're illegal.
Not qualified, yes.
And they're not qualified. Some people listen to them, and therefore cars are going past you at the rate of knots. Some of us ignore them and try and adhere to a traditional four-way stop system. But there seems to be huge confusion as to what happens when you've got unqualified street people doing their best in an illegal situation and all these traffic lights doing load shedding. Excellent thoughts.
Yes, thank you for that question, Stuart.
Stuart, I'd love to give you a definitive answer as to what the right thing is to do.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's not legal what they're doing. They're not trained. But let's accept that they mean well in all instances. You know, but it doesn't mean that everybody sees it the way you or I would see it. The best under those circumstances, we believe, is that you work to the best of your ability to work with the flow of traffic. You accommodate the other motorist who is going to do the stupid thing because he simply thinks that he doesn't have to be directed by a person who's not a traffic officer. But let's talk positively about some of those where there are those who are trained.
Mm-hmm.
Let's engage with them in a positive way. You know, going through, thank them. They really have a thankless task. It's raining. It's their sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's show appreciation to those that we can. And by doing that, it actually changes the mindset when we engage with others who are acting with the best of intent. Not necessarily always legal.
It is a difficult one. As you said, it changes the traffic. It's like some people think, is it a four-way stop? Do we listen to the instruction? And that in itself can cause a few more problems. So those are some of the things to remember during load shedding, because we are said to going to continue to be in the state until April. So we need to all adopt that mantra. I'm going to call it a mantra. I'm going to try and remember it as a mantra. Eugene, drive nice. But last week was also a disaster in a number of ways, not just the load shedding, but the roads were wet. It was raining just persistently throughout the week. So the ESP, it's got different names, DSC, ESC. But in essence, what is the system in the car?
Well, I can assure you they're not political parties. Right? So we can put that aside.
Yeah.
These are all electronic interventions that are designed by the manufacturers. They each give it a different name or something, whatever suits them, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
They're all systems that when the vehicle is operating in ideal conditions, it's there to assist you in keeping the vehicle under control. But we need to remember the laws of physics take over at a certain point.
Right.
So if we place our full trust in that device, for example, ABS. Haven't you heard a young guy say, no, I've got ABS, I can stop on a dime.
Yeah.
But when you think about it practically, and if I can just kind of share a fact or two, when you're traveling at 60 kilometers an hour, you're traveling something like 16 meters, almost 17 meters a second.
Mm.
If we take our reaction time, they tell us in ideal circumstances, we're about a half a second. But with all the distractions, it's probably 2 seconds, maybe more.
Mm.
Now, so that's at 60. Now, take it at 120. You're traveling 33 meters a second. If you take 3 seconds, before you realize that you've covered the length of a football field. Now, when conditions are ideal, It's obviously a lot easier to do that. But it's raining.
Mm.
Your windscreen wipers are crossed. Maybe you haven't even replaced your windscreen wipers.
Mm.
Maybe there's oil on it. So we need to slow down when there is rain. And, you know, sad to say that some people think, well, okay, my car's got all the technology. But reality, there is diesel on the road. And if you were in Europe, in countries like that, you may have black ice. You can't see it. no amount of electronic intervention is actually going to assist you. And if I can just share with you one of the things that, you know, speed control is fantastic. It prevents you getting speeding fines, regulates traffic, etc. But when it's raining, that's not the time that you should use that, because in all likelihood, if you go across a patch of water, it will result in aquaplaning, etc. And therefore, use your vehicle and common sense. But the sad thing about common sense is
it was never common.
It's not common.
It's never common.
Use the devices. Make sure you know how they work. Here's an interesting figure. Research done a little while ago on the N3, I think it was.
Yeah.
70% of the people, now this is not necessarily true, but 70% of the people interviewed said they didn't know what ABS was.
Mm.
Now, in today's world, when ABS is obligatory, there's one or two cars that don't have it. But what was even worse, of those 30% that was left over, I think 10% said that ABS didn't work. Now, that's sad, because you know typically why they would have said that, and for any listeners who say that's stupid, I agree with you. But in older cars, technology was such, when you slammed your foot on the brake, remember, it pulsated a little.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you slammed, they left it, and therefore they rode into the back of the car. So they blame the braking system when it's actual fact them that don't know how to do it. Now, when they took delivery of the car, were they so intrigued with getting this new car?
We were excited to drive it out. That's all.
So yes. Let's not blame the driver necessarily. But I know that certainly when we talk about training, that's one of the most simple things that we educate.
Yes.
Between seat belts, safety belts, and ABS, probably two of the most significant contributions toward reducing fatalities on the road. We just use those properly, we will eliminate a percentage of those 15,000, 16,000 that are killed every year on our roads.
Just by knowing how to use those two.
Absolutely.
Properly.
And if I can just talk about seatbelts, you know, I kind of get on my hobby horse when I see this, because you see parents driving down the road and their kids are standing in the seat. There is legislation.
Yeah.
And as a responsible, you're a mother, you know, put your children in seats, belt them up, because you don't want to be responsible for their early demise.
Absolutely. So we can go to masterdrive.co.za. I'm going to be taking an advanced driving course one of these days. I'll give you feedback. I think it is a must, because we take our driver's test, we pass, we get on the road, and we forget that we also need to go back and refresh, you know, to polish up on our abilities on the road. So masterdrive.co.za.
Correct.
Yeah.
And by the way, we also circulate a weekly newsletter that's free advice to anybody who wants to subscribe about topics that we're talking about now. Can I just share with you, you know, K53, we've got to live with it. But the sad thing about the system is it teaches you to get a piece of paper that allows you to drive. It doesn't mean that you necessarily can drive.
No,
and we must accept that we don't have a right to drive. We have a responsibility that comes with getting that license in order to drive in a manner that's safe and it doesn't impact negatively on other road users. And if you and I have that mindset, well, it's different already.
Well, Eugene, that's a powerful note to end things off on. And we didn't even get to all the things we wanted to talk about, not nearly all of them. So in a month's time, you'll be back, maybe?
With pleasure.
Twisting his arm right on air.
Hopefully you can get some feedback on what you learned.
After the driving, that's it.
And you'll enjoy it.
Yes. Well, love is in the air at Inspector Car Gesina Dealership. Spoil your loved one with the reliable pre-owned 2015 Hyundai Accent 1.6 fluid for R174,990 or a 2013 BMW M5 F10 for R549,990. What better way to show love this Valentine's? Well, visit the Inspector Car Gesina today or WhatsApp them now on 065-914-5499. That's 065-914-5499.